Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Military Podcast. I am so excited that you're here today with us. And if you're tuning in from your car, you would want to go check us out on YouTube. You do not want to miss my beautiful guest that I have today. But also, if you are tuning in and you're seeing us, you can see that we have two amazing guests here. And as promised from this week's episode on Wednesday, we did announce that there will be a virtual event that will be happening. And so if you haven't tuned in, go back and check that out. That's episode 191. And what we want to highlight and showcase today are two amazing military women, which, by the way, you all, happy Veterans Day. Thank you again for supporting us and tuning into this podcast. I would love for you to meet the core girls that will be a part of the Swan Gala in summer of 2024 and also a part of the virtual event that we'll be hosting in December. So stay tuned for all those details. Again, everything will be in the show notes. All you have to do is scroll below and go to the link, or you can also go to wendyray.com/192. All right, ladies, thank you so much for being here. And what I would like for you to introduce yourself, say hello to the audience, and really understanding that these women here are here to feel inspired, but also empowered. So with that, Rosa, I'm going to start with you. Please introduce yourself.
Yes, of course. Hi, everyone. My name is Rosa Maria, and I am currently a captain in the field artillery. I invest in real estate, and I also own a business. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm really excited. I've talked to Wendy quite a bit about being here, and I'm excited to have such an amazing counterpart here as well. She's awesome. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Wendy.
Awesome. Yes. Hi, everyone. We're definitely excited to be here. Wendy, thank you again for having us. I'm Michelle Poe, and I got out of the military as a first lieutenant. I was in the Army. Now I am a mom, wife, coach, and a financial business owner. And I'm just super excited to do everything that I can and give any kind of advice and pour into as many people as possible. So thank you guys for listening.
I love that. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Rosa. I just love that, one, Rosa, you're still in the military. You're a field artillery officer, and you are not only an investor in real estate, but you also have your own business. So that I absolutely love. Not to say that the more you do, the better, but honestly, I think that it's so empowering to see women that are in the military now. You know, it's no joke, as you remember, Michelle, being in the military, working those long hours, and still making time, not only for you, but also for your future, right? For what could be in the future for you financially, or even just emotionally, because that's honestly why we do all of this, right? We all want to feel good, feel happier, and then just, you know, have that freedom. And that's what this podcast is all about. And so, Michelle, and you, you know, like you mentioned, you are wearing so many hats. You transitioned. As before, we've had guests here that are either been out of the military for a couple of years or are very close to getting out, and they've had a business already, and they're just like worry-free of, you know, what the future may hold. And so I'm just really appreciative, Rosa, that you're here with us, you know, sharing that you're still active duty and you can still plan, you know, or have a business even while you're in, right? Like you can still do things even beyond the military. And so again, for all of you listening, I really encourage you to take a moment and just, you know, soak in everything that they are going to share, because here's what I've learned, and not only with the guests that I've interviewed, but also the clients that I've had, the coaching that I do with not only women that are really driven and motivated to doing things outside of the military, but there's always, you know, a set or a number of thoughts, things, you know, mindset wise, that we have to consistently commit to in order to keep going. And so it's been, you know, a common theme for me to not only learn from women like yourselves, Rose and Michelle, because, you know, it's hard. It really is challenging. And so, you know, with all of that being said, you know, Rosa, can you share with us, you know, maybe one of the, you know, most challenging moments that you've had, not only as, you know, a woman in the field artillery, but also, you know, maybe something with your business, anything that you think that these women could really, you know, learn and gain from?
Yeah, Wendy, thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. Actually, I can remember one of the most impactful moments I had. I was sitting outside. I had just gotten to Fort Polk and things were going as south as they could go. And I was sitting outside and I realized I didn't have a sense of purpose. And when, girl, when I tell you I was crying, I mean, I was bawling my eyes out for no reason. And I realized it was because I didn't have that, I don't know what it was. It wasn't enough for me. I wanted something else. The impact that I wanted to have in the world was not just limited to my military experience. So I think what helped me get out of that, to make this quick, was radical action. I didn't know what to do. I had no idea. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have interests outside of the military. I mean, I went to West Point, then I went to the military. Like, this was my whole existence. So I just started trying a bunch of things and going all in on them. And if they failed, they failed and move forward. But that's how you find out what you enjoy and what you don't. So what I'm trying to say is here, I guess, is don't be afraid to start taking action, to not like it and to try something else, because ultimately you don't know unless you try it. So don't judge yourself. It's not a big deal. Like, it's just the natural part of life. I think that would be the thing that really catalyzed my growth, Wendy.
Yeah. No, and Rosa, you said something very interesting. You know, don't judge yourself. And that's something that we do all day, every day. We're either judging ourselves or we're comparing ourselves to someone, something. And, you know, as you know, for you, was that something that you think you did constantly and maybe that was, you know, holding you back or slowing you down?
So, Wendy, for me personally, I did a lot of research around this. And what they say is that what they have found is that women typically don't tend to take action unless they have all the answers, whereas men are more likely to take action without the answers. And therefore, when you talk about like getting further ahead or different type of things, of course, there's a lot of other factors that go into this. This isn't the only thing, but this is an aspect of it. And that's the aspect that I focused on. I said, okay, well, if this is what's going to catalyze me moving forward, then okay, that's what I do. And I didn't, when I thought of it in those terms, as opposed to, hey, you messed up, I became a lot more kind to myself, which is, I think, the verbiage that women use with this, like, don't judge yourself, don't this, don't that, is a lot different than the verbiage that men use to describe the same thing. And when they talk about it, it sounds like it's coming from a place of power, but it's all the same conversation that we're having. So if we can just adapt that, at least for me, that was super helpful.
Yeah. No, I love that you brought that up because it's true, right? 99% of the time we're like, okay, we want to make sure that it's, you know, the plan is there and we know all the steps and you want to make sure that all the obstacles that we think are going to be there are definitely doable. If not, we're not going to do it. But then life happens, right? And so like you said, you sitting down
and really asking yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. And I think that most of us hide it, right? We're like, oh my gosh. You know, Wendy doesn't seem like she's that way. So, you know, there must be something wrong with me, right? And then you go into this like whole spiral and, you know, you try to like maybe keep working even more, you know, within your job instead of focusing on really what the underground or the actual root of the problem may be, right? And like for you, I think that you did a great job at like really thinking outside of just what you had going in the military. For me, I did the complete opposite. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to face this. I want to run away from it. I'm going to work myself, you know, to the ground because it helps me not think about my life outside of the military. And so, you know, I applaud you for doing that. And for any of you that are, you know, maybe on the fence of, you know, not knowing how much is too much for you to just, you know, be sucked into work, this may be it, right? You may be thinking, you know, well, the questions that I would ask, you know, do you have a hobby? Are you, you know, doing something outside of that doesn't, you know, involve the military? If the answer is no, then you maybe need to have a moment like Rosa did and really, you know, just start taking action on something that's outside of the military, because it's so important, you know, to really find not maybe not necessarily a full balance, but really to get out there and then just start asking questions and, you know, doing the thing, taking, you know, if it's one step at a time, one day at a time, you know, like you mentioned, Rosa, I think that that's, you know, something that they can do. And, you know, I appreciate your transparency and, you know, making sure that none of us are perfect. I mean, we're not, and it will come. Nope. And now, Michelle, for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Sorry, there's a little bit of a lag. I just really quick wanted to say something. You brought something up that was really interesting about the not wanting to hide it. And I think that is another way that we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. We see that as a weakness. But I have found that when I start talking about the struggles I'm going through, people are a lot more willing and able to come through and be like, hey, I've done this, this, that, and the other. And it becomes a lot more of a collaborative situation. And you meet a lot, at least for me, like other investors that have come on with me and that have done all of these moves has been because I've just been completely honest. Like I've lost that little bit of like pride of the, oh, I gotta be perfect. No, man, we're all just trying to figure it out. We're all trying to do the best we can in life. So, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. And it's 100% true. We're all out here struggling, you know, either in one area of our life, because just it's the matter of life, right? And it's something that we can't just negate and pretend that doesn't happen, because it does. I mean, great example. One of the girls, Astrid, shout out to you. We love you and we miss you. You know, she wasn't feeling well, but she was not only honest to herself, saying, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling my best self. Why would I torture myself and show up to a podcast interview if I'm not feeling well? And I think that, you know, I'm just so proud of her, and it really says a lot about the growth that not only she's had, because I know her, you know, personally, and she is just now putting herself, you know, first instead of others, because the whole people pleasing, it's also real, you all. Like, we are so easily like, okay, yep, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, here, yes, there. And then we are, you know, we have no time for ourselves. And so, again, life is happening, and I just appreciate your transparency, Rosa. And Michelle, with you, you know, you got out a couple years ago and you have a family, you have two kids, you are not only in wealth management, but you're also like coaching volleyball and basketball. You know, can you tell us a little bit about how that's going? Because we all know it's not easy.
No, and it's actually so funny, and I appreciate you, Rosa, again, for your transparency, because it makes people just feel naturally more comfortable. Oh my gosh, you guys, I literally was talking to my husband about this yesterday. It was like not a terrible day, but I was going through, and every time I wanted to be so positive, but then something negative would come up, and you're just like, oh my gosh, like it just piles on, and like you're like, okay, well, I gotta let it go, and you're telling yourself like, I've got to let this stuff go that's happening to me, so I could focus on the important things. And I think for us, like sometimes we just need to let it out. Like that emotional breakdown, you just need it every once in a while, you know? And I haven't had mine in a long time. And I ended up having mine yesterday. You know, you just cry, get the tears out, and you're like, okay, like the world's not ending, everything isn't bad, because in all reality, everything's great, you know? Like, yes, we have our problems, but, you know, we're still here, family still, we have our health, we have things like that, we have food on the table. And you have to remind yourselves of the blessings that we do have at the end of the day. Life is always hectic, and it's become the new normal, right? If I've got a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old that say mommy every 2 seconds, you can't use the bathroom in peace. If it's not the kids that are following you, the dogs are following you. You just always have to be on your toes, I feel like. And that's something I told my volleyball girls. I'm like, stay on your toes, like be ready, anticipate. And I feel like that's what I do. Like in my mind, I'm constantly thinking about what's next and trying to plan, but then being able to go with the flow in those senses, right? Like, hey, coach, I'm not going to be able to be there today because I've got to prioritize and make sure that I'm here talking to the ladies, because women empowerment is huge and we need to have these conversations. Me missing out on a tryout for like an hour and a half, it's okay. I'll see you guys tomorrow, you know? So picking and choosing where to not really do your priorities, but get rid of your distractions and figure out, you know, where do I need to put my attention essentially.
Yeah. No, I love that, Michelle, because one, yes, 100%, we need to just allow our emotions. And if it's, you know, for you to cry, I'm a big crier, by the way. That's just how I just let everything out and just let everything go, because, you know, to be completely transparent, you know, I haven't had like the most last 90 days that's been, you know, like, oh my gosh, it's been great. And, you know, coaching's been going great and podcasting and, you know, work. And like you mentioned, the kids, it hasn't. And you know what? I have to give myself grace. And so you, Michelle, by, you know, reminding us that there will be days that you just have to like let it go. And especially if you have, you know, for you, it's your husband, right? For me, it's more of my girlfriends. Like I can literally say whatever's in my mind and they hold that space for me. It's that safe environment that, you know, they're not going to judge me. They're not going to be like, okay, Wendy, okay, stop, you know, acting weak or, you know, just being dramatic. They're like, no, like I'm here. And we need that, right? We need that one individual. And, you know, it could be your spouse, it could be a friend, but really just creating that space really allows not only respect for you, but also, you know, time to really just allow to, you know, yourself to lean on someone. And, you know, for me, sometimes it's prayer, really most of the time it's prayer. Like I'll literally sit here behind my desk and I'll just start praying. And I'm like, Lord, please just help me today, get through this, you know, meeting or get through this, whatever it may be. And then, you know, that really helps me too, because I feel like it just allows me to clear my mind a little. And so for any of you out there that are struggling, that you may be thinking, okay, I'm, you know, going through this difficult situation, or, you know, you're in the middle of something that you're like, I don't even know how I got here. Just know that, you know, you are not alone. Everyone is going through something. You know, Rosa is an investor and she has her business. Michelle, she deals with wealth management, right? Like this is what she does, but there are still going to be bad days, no matter how prepared you are, how, you know, how much you think you have things in order. Life is going to happen and it's going to hit you hard. And I think one of the things that I just really appreciate from the military, and you both let me know what you think about this, that the military really did to help me, is really to, you know, really hone in on the resiliency part. We are really good at getting back up. And I think that that is amazing when it comes to our, you know, career, when it comes to being in uniform. But what I've noticed, at least for me, as soon as I got out, it was a lot harder for me to ask for help. It was a lot harder for me to be okay with failure or failing. Like you mentioned earlier, Rosa, about, you know, there are going to be little fails here and there, but just keep moving. And so for me, it was more difficult when I got out. And Rosa, I know you're still in, and maybe you can share with us, you know, maybe a moment that you had to like really adjust, when maybe something in your business or something outside of the military. And also to Michelle, you know, something that you struggled with and you have to like get back up without having any time to think about it.
Yeah. Michelle, if you don't mind, I can jump right in. I think I have an interesting one. So one time that was very applicable to me was I, at the beginning of this whole journey, I was kind of looking for guidance and I was looking for a system, and I did start a business. It was an MLM. It was very interesting being in that business, and I don't necessarily have a view on either way, but it was really interesting because I did that. And you had to do a lot of legwork in order to succeed in that. And I ended up failing. And I ended up failing very, very hard, like a lot of money hard. So I think that was my first real failure with business. And that being kind of what I was using to catalyze me forward to finding my purpose and doing whatever else, it would have been really easy to just be deflated at that moment and to just be like, you know what, like this all sucks. I should just stick with what I'm doing. But it was that, what you were just saying, like that resilience of like, no. And that coupled with just keep on going. Keep on going, try something else. I think that was the moment where I realized like, oh, the first thing I tried didn't work. Like, is this who I am? That the first thing I tried didn't work and I'm done? Like, is that who I am as a person? Is that how I see myself? Because ultimately it's you, how you see yourself doesn't matter what anyone else says. If you see yourself strong, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. The only time it matters is when you're not confident in yourself. And I did a lot of inner work at that point where I was working on my own confidence and my own abilities and my own just, hey, let's just do research. I don't need to have the answers, but I'm going to do all the research and I'm going to figure it out. And I got to a place where I was like, I can move out with a 60% solution. That's all I need to do. If I have 60%, I'm going to start moving. I'm going to start rocking and rolling and we'll figure it out from there. So
yeah,
hopefully that's helpful to our audience.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think what really stood out to me, Rosa, is you just really owning what you were in already, right? I think most of us, at least maybe I'm speaking for myself here, I would have blamed whatever that, you know, the MLM or that decision that I made, you know, just blaming something other than, you know, that was the best decision that you made at that moment. And now you're going to run with it, right? And you had no time, because my understanding is in MLM, you know, the more time you waste, the more money you're losing, you know, the more time it takes for you to, you know, get back your money, the more you're losing. And so I think for you to really make that decision really says a lot about, you know, who you are as a leader, because, you know, great leaders make decisions all the time. You know, they don't, you know, procrastinate on decisions and making a decision. You're like, you know what, this is where I'm at. And now I'm just focused on, you know, being or getting to that 60%, and I'm going to keep rolling and keep going. So if you're out there and, you know, it's happened to you before when I'm like, oh my gosh, I've already lost so much money. But then I'm like, wait a minute, if I continue to dwell on this, I'm going to lose even more. So you know what? I'm just going to count my loss, let it go, and keep it moving. And so if you're someone out there that maybe similar situation, maybe you're an MLM now, or maybe you, you know, invested X amount of money in something, and now you're like, okay, should I pull out or should I just keep, you know, losing that money? Then, you know, maybe this is a time for you to make a decision and then just count your loss and keep it moving. That's just sometimes the way it has to go. And Michelle, I'm pretty sure that's something that you would recommend as a wealth manager.
Yes, for sure. I actually love what you ladies both said. And I think our audience definitely needs to hear it, right? So it always depends on your risk factor, you guys, on what you know, if you want to take that loss or if you want to stay in it. It depends on what we're even gambling with, right? Now, when it's things that we really want, and at the end run, I'm like, oh, maybe not gamble with that. Maybe gamble with something else on the side, right? But no, that's huge. And to speak on the resiliency factor, like we all have it. And I think being in the military really helps us, because we naturally have that instinct to know the difference between giving up something or quitting something because it's hard or quitting something because it doesn't serve you anymore. And I think that that's something that you found, Rosa, and Wendy, you as well too, that it didn't necessarily serve you anymore. So you moved on to something else versus like, I'm just going to stop doing it because it's hard. Because we can always figure out, you know, a game plan to get through it. And it's so many in different ways. Like that's the business side. And we have to take on that emotional side of it too. Like naturally we are more emotional than men. Right. And that takes a lot. So I'll tell you a little short story. My husband and I just got married this last year in July, right? And we had our honeymoon planned out. Thank you. That was such a great time. If I could go back, and we keep telling ourselves, like, we're going to celebrate every 5 years or every 10, because you don't see enough, like, celebration of love. Like, just let's get together, have, like, a little small like, wedding-like thing again and just celebrate it, right? So that's a little side piece. But essentially, we had our honeymoon later on, and literally when we touched down on our honeymoon in Mexico, my husband gets a call, and it's his mom letting him know, like, hey, like, your dad doesn't have too much longer, right? We've got, like, 2-3 weeks left. So instantly, we've got another week left to be in Cabo, right? And we're like, okay, trying to get through it, but that's the emotional side of it. There's that part of it to like sit back and say, like, okay, well, this moment is no longer about us right now. It is, right? But we have more important things that we need to figure out and plan ahead for. And for that to be okay. Like, yeah, does it suck? Absolutely. That's not something you want to hear at all, though. So having the emotional resilience as well, too, with that, you know, business or, you know, industry specific resilience, you have to have that too. You have to know that, like you said earlier, Wendy, things are okay and it is going to happen and things are going to suck, but it's something that you can get through and figure out if you just take the time. Sometimes we need to sit in it and then get past it, but absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. And before I get into what you said, I would really would want for y'all to take a moment to go check out Michelle's Instagram. I just love all her pictures that she posts. Her honeymoon pictures are there. All the photos that she posts as a mom and just, you know, like she mentioned, there aren't enough videos and photos out there. And I'm, you know, the first one to say, Michelle, that I need to do better at doing that. Not just necessarily posting, but really just being in that moment, like you mentioned, of just, you know, just showing love, right? I think it's very important, you know, regardless of who it is, right? It could be your husband, your spouse. It could be, you know, your kids. It could be your family, your friends. You know, I think that that's more of what I need to do personally. But also I need to see that more on my socials, or maybe I'm just following the wrong people. Maybe I need to relook at my Instagram. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, no, go follow Michelle and Rosa. They are both, again, they have amazing things that they share on there. And so with what you just said, Michelle, I think you're completely right, right? There's moments where you're like, okay, this isn't about me or about, you know, us. For you at that moment, it was about you and your husband. And that's life, right? And unfortunately, like you mentioned, no one wants to go through that. No one wants to get that phone call. And it's tough. And so, you know, the part that's important, or all of it's important, but most importantly, you know, taking care of yourself emotionally, right? Like being there for not only yourself, but also for your husband at the time. And so, you know, you may be going through a loss. You may be going through grief right now. I know I still am. And it's okay. You know, life is not going to wait for anyone. Not to say that, you know, you don't take a break, right? Like you guys took a moment, a pause, and said, you know what, we're going to come back to this moment, maybe not in the same location, but you're going to do this again in the future. You're going to do this again, you know, once your husband is ready. And so, you know, just having grace for the both of you, I think, you know, Michelle, that speaks a lot about you as a wife, as a woman, because it's hard, right? When, you know, you see your husband, you know, going through something emotionally, it's just hard. And so if you're, you know, someone that maybe hasn't even asked for help or doesn't know where to begin, you know, I really recommend that one, you reach out if you're active duty, you have the Military One Source. If you're a veteran, you can also call to that number, but there's also a specific line that you can find in the show notes for you to start doing that, because you want to take care of you in order for you to focus on anything else, because you really can't do much without you being mentally and emotionally well. And that's just, you know, that's just what it is. Yeah, you can have all the money and investments and you can have all the time, but if you're not mentally and emotionally there, there's just no way out of it. You're just going to go in circles. And so again, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And Rosa, thank you for just, you know, being open about how it is to fail and not know the answers, right? It really is difficult, you all. And, you know, I hope that what you got out of today, you know, not only inspires you, but encourages you. Because here's the thing. You know, Michelle and Rosa are normal human beings, just like you and I. You know, you may be in the Air Force or in the Navy or in the Marines, right? You may be thinking, oh, but I'm not an officer, or I didn't go to West Point. You know, there's nothing out there. No one's going to take me seriously. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true. You know, whatever it is that you're inspired to do, you know, it could be in the entertainment, kind of like what Summer and Aaron shared with us in the previous episode. You know, you may be an aspiring singer, someone that is wanting to be in this entertainment industry or just in the business world. There is always someone out there that is ready to help you and to share with you what they're going through. It's never going to be all butterflies and rainbows and every day is a great day. It's not going to be that way. And so I hope and I pray that this episode blessed you and that you join us too in December, because here's the thing. Rosa and Michelle are not only going to be a part of the Swan Gala event, but also they're going to, you know, take part in this virtual event. I'm going to have them again on the podcast next year for us to go into Rosa's full detail of how she systemizes things, how she, you know, does things in a way where it helps her not only save time, which, as you guys know, I love that. I love anything that helps you, you know, save time, get more out of your time, and help you continue to push forward. And Michelle's going to walk us through, you know, giving us tips on how to financially get ready, how she's helping her clients, and how, you know, she's also going to help you just through this platform. And so what we ask is for you to, one, start to take action today. And that is by, one, simply just, you know, doing what Rosa and Michelle recommended here, right? Start taking action now and take care of your emotional well-being and then keep pushing through. And two, to follow us, join us to this virtual event that we'll be having in December for you to come and not only learn about our speaker that we'll be having and for her to share how she's gone through her life emotionally. And so now she's at a place where she can talk about this and ready to continue her modeling career. So again, if this is something that you know, think that will help you get you to the next step, I really want to invite you to join us. Go on Instagram and connect with Rosa and Michelle. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rosa. Michelle, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yes. So first, thank you guys so much for having me. And thank you, Wendy, for inviting me over. Like, this has been an amazing experience. And girl, I am so excited for your financial class that's going to happen. I am very ready for that. Sign me up. So if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, sincerely_Rosa1. I don't really post a lot there, but if you send me a DM, I'll be sure to reply to you. But yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate your time and I hope it was helpful.
Yes. Thank you, Wendy, again for having us. Rosa, absolutely love anytime we get together and I can just hear you talk. Like, she just came on glowing. Everything was great. She just speaks. Inspired all the words just naturally. But no, so my Instagram handle is the Michelle Poe. I pretty much have everything linked there. Our link tree is on there, business stuff's on there. I'm very I'm not as good, like as quick as I am on texting with social media, but I absolutely do respond in the same day. So just give me a little grace. Like you said, Wendy, we've got kids, we've got things to go happening. So yeah, you can find me there. And my last little bit, I just want to leave everybody with plan for it, right? Wendy's going to let you guys know the time, the date, all the details you need for the virtual event. Let everybody know. If you have kids, say, hey, you know, if you're a single mom, then plan, right? You've got the snacks, the tablets, the movies, have everything set aside and ready to go. You got your pen and your paper so you can stay locked in because you don't want to miss it. And if you have a significant other, then say, hey, you've got the kids for this time and I'm going to be focused and locked in because you don't want to miss these gems they were about to get.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. You're right. And we may need a whole nother class on how to take care of yourself, Michelle, because you're right. Everything that you just said, checking those boxes, need to get a babysitter. We need to do this. We need to do that. Make sure we're distraction free. Put the phone away unless you're using it to log in, of course. But no, thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Rosa, again. And you all, as I said before, everything will be in the show notes. All you have to do is go to wendyrate.com/192. And you all, thank you again for tuning in, for joining us, and I hope to see you at the event. All right, y'all, have a beautiful rest of your week. Bye. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. Again, it is bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.